Dressed all in white, 15-year-old Ethan Martell steps slowly into the arena with his cow Minnie in tow. He doesn't seem to be too nervous. After all, Ethan's practically a professional. He's been involved in 4-H since he was 7, and this isn't his first time in the show ring.
My sister and I have been doing it. We've been showing and presenting the animals and since I was in second grade, so eight or nine years ago.
The years of experience show, as Ethan calmly leads Minnie around the ring in the Junior Holstein show at the Dutchess County Fairgrounds on a recent Friday. Some of the other contestants struggle to lead their cows, but Ethan, a Millbrook high schooler, takes his time, giving himself as much space as he needs to show Minnie off to the judge.
There's two different types of shows. There's the showmanship class, and then there's like the regular classes. In the showmanship class, it's basically how I, the exhibitor, present the animal, and like a regular type of show, it's based on the animal itself and characteristics of it, if it's tall, long, and if it's a good cow.
Ethan's participating in the showmanship class, and with the judge closely watching Ethan's behavior as well as the cows, it's important that Ethan keep a controlled exterior while guiding Minnie. Ethan says he feels emotionally attached to his two cows, Minnie and Caroline.
Yeah, I would say so, especially when you're at the wash rack and you're washing the cow. You make sure you take extra good care and make sure that there is no spot of mud. Make sure she is extra clean, maybe over the other cows.
Ethan's patience and affection for his cow show, winning him second place and praise from the judge.
He knows what he's doing on that halter, does a real nice job. And his tail is certainly cleaner.
You know, getting in the show ring, it's like you get a feeling that you always want.
But Ethan says he has received much more from 4-H than showmanship ribbons.
Definitely like leadership roles and views of agriculture, where your food comes from, just to be a part of a team.
4-H works to empower young people to reach their full potential through hands-on learning. The organization dates back to the late 1890s. Today, 4-H has more than 100,000 members in New York, with more than 7,000 in the Hudson Valley. And what are the 4-H's? Head, heart, hands, and health. Maureen Roche is the Dutchess County 4-H program leader at the Dutchess County Cornell Extension Center.
4-H really is experiential ed. And what we do is work in agriculture, we work in robotics, we work in the STEM sciences. So here in Dutchess County, we have 35 clubs that represent 11 different species in general interest. We have a teen ambassadors program, and they do a tremendous amount of community service. We also have a green teen community gardening program, which is a youth vocational program based in Beacon.
Green Teen is a year-long youth vocational program that is unique to Dutchess County. Green Teen gives young people living in urban areas the opportunity to gain some experience in an agriculturally centered business.
The kids are not only learning about urban agriculture in terms of, you know, working in individual gardens, they're doing marketing, they're learning about food systems.
Many are surprised to hear that 4-H does not simply work in agriculture. In fact, vocational programs and career exploration are main focuses of the program in Dutchess County.
It really is teaching kids about life and giving them the skills that they need to be productive and successful in whatever career they may choose to pursue.
Career exploration happens each summer in Ithaca. 4-H also provides Capital Days, where 2 to 4 young people from each county travel to Albany to learn about state government.
We are an agriculturally based program. We do so much more than that.
On top of obtaining important life skills and career development, the members of 4-H have a reputation for being highly involved in their communities. A recent study by Tufts University found that kids in grades 7 through 12 and involved in 4-H were 4 times more likely to make contributions to their community than their peers, and they were 2 times more likely to participate in science, engineering, and computer technology programs outside of school in grades 10 through 12. Roche found that her 4-H community in Dutchess County reflected this study in terms of civic engagement. The Horse Advisory has put on multiple fundraisers for St. Jude's Research Hospital, and the Hog Advisory has a Toys for Tots drive during the holiday season.
And it's not always the adults who are saying we have to get involved. Oftentimes it is the children.
Right now, 4-H members are busy preparing and presenting their animals at their county fairs. The general manager of the Dutchess County Agricultural Society, Andy Imperati, described the community value 4-H provides the Dutchess County Fair.
Children that are part of 4-H in their youth, once they age out of 4-H at the age of 19, they come back as open exhibitors, and it becomes part of the fabric of their life. Their children get involved in 4-H, and that's how we keep the whole cycle going.
One family that has incorporated 4-H as part of the fabric of their life are the Wiedersheefs, who have a farm in Hyde Park. 13-year-old Cazette and 11-year-old Macy have been a part of 4-H since they were 5. They currently have 17 sheep, 9 born this year, some chickens, 3 rescue cats, 3 dogs, some rescue bunnies, and 2 parakeets. On a tour of their farm, the girls say livestock raising can be a matter of life and death.
This year we spent a lot more time in there because we had 2 different bottle babies.
A bottle baby means the lamb was rejected by its mother after birth, and it was solely up to the girls to keep the baby alive.
They get fed, like, in the beginning every 3 hours, and you're out there constantly.
They're very friendly. Even when they're a year old, they're still looking for that bottle.
But the Wiedersheef girls don't just raise sheep. They work with sheep wool to produce clothing. Macy has been learning to spin the wool on a spinning wheel.
You have to have the wool next to you, that's a big thing, and you pump the wheel.
Both Cazette and Macy sew for New York State's Make It With Wool contest at the Sheep and Wool Festival each year at the Dutchess County Fairgrounds. Their mom, Megan Wiedersheef, explained that sewing and working with wool is a family practice. She's been working and sewing since she was in 4-H at the age of 9.
And she's still in 4-H. They can't get rid of her.
I was, in 1984, the New York State representative to National 4-H Congress for sewing.
4-H provides many opportunities for its members to present their work on the regional, state, and even national level.
Sheep people seem to be very welcoming. A lot of them have these interesting sheep that you learn so much about when you're in the farms. I went to a Finn sheep farm, and they can have up to, like, 8 babies. We had just had triplets, and I thought that was a lot.
Cazette and Macy say they're excited to see their 4-H friends and to present their sheep at the Dutchess County Fair. It will be the girls' 5th year presenting their sheep. They say sometimes presenting can be difficult.
You had Latte, yes. She kept jumping up.
Yeah.
But I did not let go. I am not letting go of that sheep.
Cazette says it's important to adapt to the situation and always be a good sport.
You've always got to be on your best behavior because you never know.
It could be your future employer.
Or for the people that sell their meat sheep. The person you meet on the first day could be the person that buys your sheep later in the week. You can't be the one stomping your feet after you've lost in the show ring.
Cazette and Macy, like most 4-H members, are also active in their communities.
Cazette had spinal surgery last year at Albany Med, and when we went into the pediatric ICU, they had pillowcases for the kids that were different than the white pillowcases. Well, she's made and donated, what, like 80 of them now?
Yes.
Melanie Forstrom from the Ulster County 4-H Department says the organization has evolved. It currently has 3 mission areas: civic engagement, healthy living, and STEM.
I think it's actually a common misconception that 4-H is not doing a lot with technology. One of our mission mandate areas is STEM, is science, technology, engineering, and math.
The Ulster County 4-H has established after-school programming at schools throughout the county.
Right now we are running a 4-H mentoring program, which basically is life mentoring. We train adults to work with 10 to 16-year-old at-risk students.
Forstrom says the success of the program depends heavily upon volunteers.
Sometimes because we have the name Cornell, people think that we have a lot of money, et cetera. We really don't. We struggle to make ends meet here. And we really look to private donations and fundraising events such as the Hudson Valley Harvest Festival that we do here in September in Ulster County, together with Family of Woodstock.
There's more information about 4-H at WAMC.org. Reporting from the Dutchess County Fairgrounds, I'm Aubrey Mulvey for WAMC News.
Rookie class ages 7 to 9, you can now come to